so human beings already they have so much suffering. They suffer from samsara. If it's condensed, suffering of pain. They suffering of rebirth, old age, sicknesses, and death. Then unable to find desirable. The worldly fears and unable to find desirable object, even when it's found, cannot find satisfaction, cannot get satisfaction from that, and meeting undesirable objects. There's so many problems between birth and death, you see, even with the human beings. So many suffering or pain. Then suffering, yeah, the temporary samsara pleasure, which is suffering of changes, which is only suffering, and pervasive compounding suffering, the fundamental suffering of samsara. Already, the one's own kind, the mother sentient beings, human being who is source of all one's own past, present, future happiness, one's own all the past, one's own all the present, all the future, including enlightenment, your own past, all the past, present, future, all the happiness, you know, the human being, the one's own kind mother sentient being, human being, and that. who are source of all of our past, present, future, all the happiness, including enlightenment. From whom you get all the happiness. So already they have so much suffering. Already they have so much suffering. And then, see, so it doesn't need to, see, no need to give external, additional suffering to them. Already they have themselves have so much suffering. so like this. So, so much hallucination, so mind is filled with the wrong views and so much hallucinations, wrong concepts. However, so, like this, pitiful, and then and these insects, for example, one's own kind, who are also one's own kind mothers, simply who are source of all. One's own past, present, all the future happiness, including enlightenment, all the happiness from whom one receives. so now, those fish and those, all these, for example, those animals and those insects and flies and so forth, and those insects, worms, already say, so pitiful, you know, already there's so much suffering there. pitiful. So it doesn't say. So to give more suffering on top of that to them, it is very unbearable. so to cause more suffering to them on top of that, already what they have. You know. So it's very, say, it's very unbearable. So what we need to do is, what we need to practice is, so, including ourselves, then we say, by giving Dharma education, Dharma wisdom education to others, so to, as something that, besides not giving additional suffering, that suffering already what they have so much, what they are experiencing, what they have, to reduce. Already what they have, so much suffering to reduce, you know, to liberate them, to reduce, to liberate them from the sufferings. so it becomes, say, it becomes everyday life, and say it becomes, you know, say, extremely crucial, or important, great need, like that. So now, so the root of all the samsara, you see, the root of all the suffering, see? The oceans of the sufferings of the human beings, sura, hell, ghosts, animals, oceans of sufferings of each realm, So all this came from cause karma, and karma motivated by delusion. So all the whole discipline where it came from, all these are produced by the ignorance, unknowing mind, unknowing, you see, the ultimate nature of the, not knowing what is the I, what is the I, you know, not knowing the ultimate nature of the I, and not knowing the ultimate nature of the aggregate, you know, the association of body mind, the aggregate. So therefore, when we hear this, when we come to know the ignorance, the unknown mind, the concept of in the simultaneous bond, so the long concept, you know, of inherently existence, concept of the inherently, the long concept, you see, of the inherently existence. So when we come to know that this is the root of all the sufferings, you know, all those are the cause of sufferings. So then that means if you want happiness, that means if you don't want suffering, you want happiness, then you need, what you need to do, the one thing what you need to do is to cut this ignorance. The one thing what you need to do is cut this ignorance. You see, the solution. So this, yeah, and the temporary samsara pleasure, this feeling we are hallucinated, as it is pleasure, we are hallucinated of it as it's pleasure, in the renounced, those meditators, those practitioners who have a realization in a detached mind, the samsara, they see that these feelings, they discover, they have realized how they see all these samsara pleasures, sense pleasures, are only suffering. Only suffering. And this is what all the Buddhas, they see, the only suffering. This is what all the iron beings, you know, ahadas, all the iron beings who has wisdom directly perceiving this, what they see, sense sense pleasure is only suffering. This is what they discover. This is what they realized. when our mind is to our hallucinated mind, when our mind is hallucinated, then the feeling appears as pleasure, and believe it, look at it as pleasure, so believe it as a, you know, as a pure happiness, as a real happiness. So however then this by clinging in this, then that attachment ties oneself to the samsara again. ties oneself to the samsara again. So then, and that way then one never get liberated, so one never get free from samsara, never get liberated from, one never get liberated from samsara, you see, from the suffering realm. So one is always caught, you know. It's like the it's like a fly that butterflies, all those small flies jump into the flame looking at it, something very beautiful, something very attractive, something very pleasurable. So have an hallucination, then because that mind, that attachment cheats them, then brings them into a flame, or you know, or in the candle wax or the butter lamp, is the butter and the butter drawn, is it drawn inside, and then burned, see. So, see, caught into that, you know. So like that, you see. So this attachment clinging to this, which is all image of suffering, this feeling, then it ties, see, that ties one to the samsara, doesn't, see, interfere to achieve liberation, everlasting happiness. So, so now, so all this came from the anger, attachments, all these delusions came from the ignorance, unknowing mind. So the solution to this, the solution, so the whole solution is so what I was going to say is, so therefore, not enough to achieve samsara sense pleasure, you know, that's not enough. We must achieve everlasting, we must be liberated from the whole samsara, you know. Actually, everlasting happiness, you know. must be liberated from samsara. It shouldn't be just satisfied with the just temporary samsara pleasure. So therefore, in order to complete this, then we need to eliminate the ignorance. This is one solution. the solution, you see. The one thing to eliminate the ignorance. And that is how you can do this, is only by realizing emptiness. And only with wisdom, how this can be eliminated is only by wisdom realizing emptiness, ultimate nature. So, so therefore, the way to realize the ultimate nature, in order to say the the object of ignorance, for example, the I, object of ignorance, the concept of the inherently existing I, you see. So that object of that ignorance is the false I. Object of that ignorance is, you see, not I which exists, but the object of ignorance, you see, what the ignorance apprehend and believe that is the I which doesn't exist, false I. Not I which exists, not that one, but I which doesn't exist. So what is that? So that is put this way, the mind which sees the aggregates, your mind which sees the aggregates, you know, which see the aggregates, then you see. Your mind which see the aggregates. For example, you see, if I ask you what you're doing, so you say, you answer is I'm sitting, or I'm listening, or I'm writing. So whatever, see, yeah, so. So how that happens, how that label happens, you see. So first, when I ask a question, your mind think of what your aggregate is doing. Your mind think of what your aggregate is doing, what your body is doing. See, your mind think of, see. Your mind see your body is sitting, aggregate body is sitting. So then your mind, which sees the aggregate body is sitting, aggregate the body is sitting, you see, then that mind, reason because of that, then make up the label, I'm sitting, and believe in that. And that's it. You know, finished by that. There's nothing more. You see, your mind, when I ask question, then your mind think of, you see, the ideas or the base, the speech, you know. What the speech is doing, see, so, it does not do action of talking, then you see, if it's talking, then you see, that mind make up the label, you know, I'm talking. If it's not talking, then not doing action talking, then that make up that same mind, you see, which sees you of your speech is doing, not talking, then that mind makes up the label, you see, I'm not talking, I don't believe in that label. So, same thing, mind which sees your body, what I guess your body is doing, writing, you see, then mind which sees that, then makes up the label, you know, I'm writing and believe in that. So like this. So they are constantly, so like this. Reason, because of the base, the aggregates, you see, these aggregates, say reason, because of this, then, reason because of this, or in other words, relating to these based aggregates. You can say that way, A reason, the other way to say it, reason because the base, the this aggregate. Then you see the mind, the mind which sees this aggregate, then make up the label, I, make up the label I, make up the label, you know. makes up the label I and believe in that. So this is the concept. Now here you create the concept of I like this. you made up concept of I, you know. Your mind makes up the label, mind see which sees the aggregates, you know, then the base, then make up the label. Reason because of that, then the mind makes up the label. Make up the label, you see, I. And believe that. So that time you create, you have created the concept of I. So now, the I, same. The I is merely labeled. So now you can see the I is merely labeled by the mind. That's how the I exists. That's how I came into existence. You know? That's how I came into existence, and that's and that also. What is the I? What is the I? Is that nothing? Nothing other than nothing. Nothing other than that. what's merely labeled by the mind. So. This is what it is. This is how the I exists. This is what the I is. But when it appears back to when I after the mind, you see, merely labeled or made up the label I, merely labeled I. But when it appears back to your mind, it doesn't appear as the merely labeled by the mind. If it appeared as merely labeled by the mind to you, then that is the truth. That is the truth. You see, that is the not false. That's not false. That's not false. I. That's the truth. Then, on the basis of this I, then you see. If one understands I, if one sees the I this way, if one If one see realized I this way, if one say, if one realized I this way, if one see the I this way, this self, you know, this way, see, mere level of our mind, then you see, there's no basis for other delusions. There's no basis, you know. Because there's no, as there's no the wrong, as there's no wrong concept of inherent existence, so therefore there's no inference that there's no as there's no basis for delusion, then anger attachment was going to not rise. Also, if the eyes appear back at middle level of our mind, then you see. See, there's nothing to cling, there's nothing to be attached to that eye, because this is merely little of our mind. So there's nothing to it. You see, so when you see this way, you know, when you see this way, when you see the eye in this way, then you see, see, there's nothing there to cling to the eye. There's nothing to attach to the eye. No, cling to the eye. There's nothing there. So, but this is not what this is. The fundamental problem. Why we have to die and reborn, you know, experience, you know, all the sicknesses and all this, all the problems. without beginning, time without beginning, you know, until now, up to now, time without beginning, why, it's because, you see, haven't discovered this, you know, doesn't see this way. When it appears back totally false. Totally, when it appears back to your mind, totally false. You see, not merely labeled by mind. So making very subtle the that the four school of the Buddhist philosophers, the last one, fourth one, the mathematical school, which has two, the last one is the Sankhya school. You see, the extremely subtle object to be reputed, you know. So the eye appearing back to one person as not merely labeled by the mind, not just appearing, completely existing comes aside, you know, that's not counted. That's the previous schools, you know, the point of view of the object to be reputed, the school. School, the object to be repeated. So not when the eye appears back to the mind, you know, say, appearing, not merely labeled. What it is merely labeled by mind, but appearing back, not merely labeled by mind. Not merely labeled by the mind. You have false eye, appearing false eye, you know, which doesn't exist. Still, this is not a problem. The problem is when you. Problem is you're not aware. Because you do not practice meditation. And one doesn't practice meditation. Emptiness. doesn't practice a right view. So then, because of that, then in the daily life, so therefore, then so there's no protection. So you let your mind to believe. You allow your mind to believe this is 100% true. That is, I'm, you know, appearing back to you, not merely leveled by mind. You know, so this is 100% true. So now this is the problem. Even appearing is not the problem, but this, you let all your mind to believe that this hallucination is true, you see. Looking at, you see, the hallucination is true. This false eye is a, you see, as a, you see, as Richard said, little while, as he, as, you know, apprehending that is true. So, when you apprehend, when you let your mind to apprehend that this is true, so that time, you see, mind which is, the eye which is merely labeled, but, you know, by the mind, by also mind, and appeared back, not merely labeled, but mind, then you let your mind to say, to hold on, to apprehend that is true, to apprehend that is true, 100% true, and you let your mind hold on that, hold on to that, you know, hold on to that. so that the like like magician person, gave, you see, like magician person gave, did some business or something. So I heard many stories like this anyway. That so business person, see, anyway, magician person, you know, who hallucinates your mind. So they do some business and they give a lot of money. You see, then actually it's just, you know, there's nothing, was just paper, you know, nothing. So the person really believed, got, you know, this, the thousands of dollars, whatever, which appeared like that. So they really believed, did hold on to that, you know. The person in mind really hold on to that, cherished, you know, so much. Then brought back to home and locked, brought back to home and put in the safest, most safe place, you know, put in the most safe place, the best place in the house, the safe, you know, place in the box. Box, another box, another box, maybe. So how you are? So you see, then you see, I think many times actually when the person come back to home, man is not there. I think many times the story is that, you know, there's just some, you know, piece of paper, the basis is where person, you know, how to, the, you know, with the magic power transformed into just paper. So when the person come back to home, there's nothing, there's no money, no, not the one single rupee or the dollar, you know. So how you go? So the, anyway, the person, you know, cherish so much, you know, hold on to that, you know, I have this, and 100% believe I have this, you know, all this, $1,000, $1,000,000, how you go? Then you see, then after some time, you know, the day when the person needs to spend, you know, or when then it's not there, is it? You know, it doesn't, it's non-existent. So similar, so exactly same. So like that, you see, with this very same, exactly same, you see, that, you see, that our mind holding on, real eye in the sense appearing from there, you know, real eye in the sense appearing from there. So you see, yeah, the mind has been, you know, holding on to that, you know. See, so intense, so without no, say, without break even a second, you know, say, without break, say, from beginning, say, holding on to this, you know, holding on to this, so 100%, you know, this, That is to say, that is real, you know. This really exists. That said, yeah, on this I, you know, say, 100%, you know, this is true. Holding on to this. Holding on to this time without beginning. Holding on to this, not from just from birth time, holding on to this like this, from beginningless rebirth, from beginningless samsara rebirth, holding on to like this. from beginningless rebirth, you see. From beginningless samsara rebirth, holding on to like this, yeah, up to now. Up to now. Up to now. But, see, in the see, so it is completely hallucinated. Answer. So in the reality, say, in the reality, you see, there's nothing there. In reality, there's nothing there to hold on. There's nothing there. Yeah, in reality, there's no such I. There's nothing there. That the mind, you see, to hold on, there's nothing there in the reality. this was completely hallucination. This inherently existent I, this real I appearing from there, is non-existent, you know, non-existent, empty. In order to realize this, in order to realize there's nothing there to hold on, in order to realize that, you need to recognize the, you see, you need to have the recognition that this is false, that this what you're holding on is that's false. You see, that's false. That I is false. That view is false. So the minute you recognize, you come to recognize, you know, that this is false, that this is false, that this is what's called object, that this is what's called object, you come to recognize this, that this is what's object to be repeated. this is the one, this is the one that you're, what you're holding on, is the one, that's the one, what is called object to be repeated in the text. And this is the one, you see, that was the hallucination. So it means non-existent. So while you're concentrating, while you're practicing awareness that this is non-existent, then, so it could, the experience what comes, suddenly you see that there's nothing there to hold on. For your mind, there's nothing, there's no eye to hold on. You know, there's nothing there. So it's like this, you know. So suddenly there's nothing there to hold on. Nothing there to hold on. So you see, then image, so right after that, an image starts losing, you know, then losing eye, it is not losing self, see. You do get that experience, of you're totally getting lost. You're totally, start to lose eye. See, nothing to hold on. See, what you're holding on is empty. You know, what you're holding on is empty. right there, empty. It doesn't go anywhere. It's right there, empty. So that time... That time, there's no such thing. Subject I there, and then meditating on emptiness, I, subject, object, there's no such thing. Like, you see, there. There's no such thing. It's a, see, you the meditator, self, see. Yourself, you see, mentator is yourself. You see, talk, say, you see, say, in a talk, say, losing, or you see, and then, you see, losing. then, even, you see, completely in a realizing this, then the talk, so that's totally become empty. You the meditator is totally empty. There's no such thing. Your eyes somewhere there and the meditation on the, you see, the emptiness, you know, something. There's a gap between the mind and mind the meditating, then on the emptiness, there's a gap, none like that. So when you realize emptiness, it is said in the text that it has to, you know, so the experience comes that is yourself is, become non-existent. Yourself, the mentor, become non-existent. And that's not what is happening in the reality, but this is what appearing to you. Why this is happening to you? Even though that's not what's happening in reality, but why this is appearing to you like this is that it shows that, you see, inherent on the, on the merely labeled I, there is no inherent existence. It shows, that this experience shows, on the merely labeled I which exists, there is no inherent existence. There is no inherent existence on that. So, you see, your real... it's showing this, it's a sign of this. You're realizing there is no inherent existence on the mere labeled I. But what appears... that's a sign, but proof. But what appears to you, your experience is that that I itself, you see, the, you know, I was meditating itself. totally becoming non-existent. So this experience, even though it's not like that, this is not what happened in reality, but experience or appearance has to happen. So, and also, why this experience happened, that yourself is totally becoming non-existent, losing or totally non-existent, becoming, see, non-existent. the reason why this experience is happening is because you see the from beginningless samsara birth, you see, until now, time without beginning, you see, until now the mind has a the mind, you see, have been habituated that. So the mind has been habituated. You see. The old habit, or the, you see, from beginningless time, which continued from beginningless time, that, you know, Because one does not realize, one doesn't see the mere labeled I, you know, that you don't discover that, you don't realize that. So therefore, for the ignorance, the hallucinated mind, if the I exists, it has to be inherently existent. You know, it's something. If the I exists, it has to be. A real one appearing from there. So if the I exists, it has to be. It has to be this way. So, this all habit, you know. Yeah. So the mind has been so much habituated with the condition this way, believing this way from beginning report. So, therefore, when you start to realize that there is no inherent existence. When you start to realize this, then you see, you feel the I totally become non-existent. You're the self, you totally become non-existent. So, you see, so this is what I think, why this is appearing like this. So, that. So there's an imprint from past lives, and there's an imprint, you see, from past times, you know, imprints to having, you know, imprint left in the mind by, you know, reading professional teachings, you know, teaching from emptiness. One recited or meditated. So then, left imprint. So there's much imprint left on the mind. And then you see. And then strong devotion to the guru, the one spiritual master. From one received Dharma connection with the great condition of Guru disciple. not one self is good and other one disciple, not that way. other way around. A condition, you see, to have changed the mind or to have unexpected, to have sudden, you see, such a experience, sudden, you see, sudden, you have a completely different view of things, or to discover. The reputable object is, and it is there all the time, but didn't recognize up to now. And see, then only then, you get it. Then through the, only after this, then you have a correct idea of emptiness, understanding or idea, that. So condition which makes to happen this, then a very strong good devotion, that which receives a strong blessing, which makes to receive strong blessing in the heart. Then also doing intense purification, and collecting extensive merits. So during those times, when I was doing, at the same time doing much purification, so together with imprint from past, so even something didn't have any idea, before just a word, you know, you are just imitating a word, but no idea. So now. Suddenly, Suddenly, then, you see that completely total, your views, the, your understanding is the I, you know, totally opposite than what you have been believing before, from beginning of this rebirth until now. So then during those times that when the mind is, you know, ripened, ready, you see, doesn't need many words. So even, say, even from the text, you know, even two words, or two, three words, you know, that you see, even words like that, for example, vase on the vase, you know, vase on the vase, eye on the eye. So some, you see, just two, three words like that, then suddenly, wake up, suddenly, you see, wake up the mind, say,